Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A major WWE team split is happening soon, plus a top New Japan star is teasing an AEW debut. For Thursday, November the 11th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
The Mysterios did it! Tag Team Champions!
Rey Mysterio's wife, Angie, his daughter, Aaliyah, are watching this right now.
I'm so proud of my family.
For the first time in WWE history, a father and son hold the WWE Tag Team titles.
Rey and Dominic Mysterio, the father-son combo of WWE, have had some success as a tag team, but a split seems to be on the horizon after many, many months of conversations and teases of these two breaking up that Rey and Dominic both have said they don't want to do. Andrew Zarian of Mad Men last night tweeted a picture of Rey and Dominic Mysterio with the caption, "Spoke with a source at WWE. The breakup and feud is happening soon." We are getting Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio on the horizon, according to Andrew Zarian. Around WrestleMania time, I think that's a good time to do it. I like the idea of these two having that match at WrestleMania for the rights to the name Rey Mysterio. This is something that we've talked about, I think, for about a year now, since Dominic made his in-ring debut, that we would see Dominic sort of defeat his dad and take over the Rey Mysterio mantle going forward. Dominic's been incredibly good for somebody of his years in the wrestling ring. There's lots of upside with Dominic Mysterio, and a rivalry seems to be the right way for Rey Mysterio to go out, you know, to bow out losing to his son. It seems like 100% the right way to do things. We will keep an eye on this one. It looks as if the Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio split, according to Andrew Zarian of Mad Men, is happening soon.
Rock, what are we doing here, man?
Look, I've asked you all to be here for a very special meeting. I've asked the cameras here to document this historic moment. I just got off the phone with my best friend, the main man, the Rainmaker himself, Kazuchika Okada, and he's got an offer for all of you. What about best friends joining Chaos? I'm talking Trent, OC, Statlander, Yuta.
Yuta's barely in best friends, Rocky. So
even you, Chuck.
But I'm already in Chaos. I have a towel and everything.
Oh, pipe down. This is always about you, all right, Chuck? Anyway, OC, what do you think?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we're in, baby, yeah!
Yeah, you heard
yeah.
Them. You heard them, yeah. They're in!
Chaos!
Could a top New Japan star be about to land in AEW? When I say top star, I mean top star. I'm talking about Kazuchika Okada, the head of Chaos, the faction in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So this started last night on Dynamite. Rocky Romero revealing he'd been on the phone to Okada and invited Orange Cassidy, Chuck Taylor, Wheeler Yuta and Chris Statlander, best friends, to join the New Japan faction Chaos. And Tony Khan has even tweeted about this to say, it's official, best friends are in chaos. A video is posted to AEW's Twitter account with these details. Chucky T, who was a member of Chaos from 2017 to 2019, and Wheeler Yuta, both very excited about it. Cassidy and Chris Statlander playing it cool. But Orange Cassidy did share on Instagram a photo of Okada doing the Cassidy thumbs up. So I think he's on board with it as well. So what's this all leading to? Well, Okada is in the United States this weekend. He's going to be at New Japan Strong's Battle in the Valley on Saturday night. And there were a few references to Okada over on Dynamite, which has led many to believe that this will be the impetus that brings in Okada for his AEW debut. Okada, a decorated IWGP champion and the current G1 winner. So there's a lot of crossover appeal here with Wrestle Kingdom on the horizon to bring in Okada. I don't think he would do anything full-time with AEW, but certainly bring him in for a little spin. I think that would be a good time had by all. The other name that was mentioned, there's two other names actually that were referenced on Dynamite last night, both from New Japan. One being Tomohiro Ishii. He too is at Battle in the Valley this Saturday for New Japan Strong. So he's in the US this weekend. And the other alluded to was Kota Ibushi. And it was in a conversation between Kenny Omega and Adam Page during the contract signing segment where Kenny Omega's former tag partner was referenced by Hangman Page, suggesting that maybe, less so a suggestion than Okada's is, but certainly hinting that maybe Ibushi could make an appearance as part of AEW down the road. With the world opening back up once again, we know that international flights are certainly happening more frequently and less places are now red-listed by countries. We could see more back and forth between Japan and America, potentially leading to more stars from New Japan, starting possibly with Okada making his AEW debut.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Looking ahead to AEW Full Gear this weekend, two more matches announced for the show. We're getting a tag match on the buy-in. We will see Thunder Rosa teaming with Hikaru Shida to face Nyla Rose and Jamie Hayter. This is a little teaser for the TBS tournament second round. Rosa will face Rose in the next round of that new championship tournament. Also confirmed last night for Full Gear, we're going to get a tag match on the main card with Andrade El Idolo teaming with Malakai Black to face Pac and Cody Rhodes. Interesting tag team combinations here. We'll see how these pad out. They are added to an already busy card, which we'll see also. Super Click, Adam Cole and the Young Bucks, taking on Jurassic Express and Christian Cage, MJF versus Darby Allin, CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston, Britt Baker defending the AEW Women's Championship against Ty Conti, the tag team titles on the line, Lucha Brothers facing FTR, the AEW World Title Eliminator Finals with Miro facing Bryan Danielson, and the AEW World Championship match, the highly anticipated World Championship match with Kenny Omega facing Hangman Page. We took 9 pitches into account for Full Gear, and you can watch the pitches that Andrew, Jack, and myself threw together for this weekend's Full Gear at youtube.com/cultaholic. You will also get live reactions to Full Gear. You will have what happened at AEW Full Gear, and you will get the reactions cut down for Andrew and Ross, who will be taking part in a predictions competition as well. That is our Full Gear coverage across Cultaholic this weekend. And finally, with a photo emerging of what seems to be the man as part of the brand new Black Panther movie, we ask the question, is Becky Lynch joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe? No, it's blatantly not her. Let's move on. Twitch.tv/cultaholic. Sam Driver is live from 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And an evening with Sam is always good fun. I was hoping to continue Jigsaw stuff today, the state of the Jigsaw address right now. However, a few other things have come up, which means I'm not going to have time to do that today. So on Monday, we will return to finishing the Jigsaw. I will not stop streaming until I finish this flipping Jigsaw. We're going to crack the back of it with a few more hours on Monday. twitch.tv/cultaholic. On the podcast feed later today, it's a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I'm in the company of star of NWA Power and Impact Wrestling, Lady Frost, and her husband, recent star of AEW Dark, the Savage Gentleman, Victor Benjamin. We talk about life as a married wrestling couple and their wholesome relationship with Mick Foley. It's on the podcast feed a little later on today. Look out over the weekend as well for extra podcasts, including a new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review, as Sam Driver and myself are watching every episode of Monday Nitro from the very beginning to the very bitter end in 2001. Check out that over the weekend. Plus, the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review. Matthew Gregg and myself are watching every episode of SmackDown, and you'll have a new one of those over the weekend as well. If you haven't made time to do so yet, check out our YouTube channel for Screwed, the Montreal Screwjob story told as it's never been told before. youtube.com/cultaholic to check that out. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.